פרק ט' פסוק א'. The Navi begins the perek with talking about the corruption of the generation. And he brings, as he sort of ended in the last perek, mi yiten, who would give. And that's coming out of the destruction that he sees. And now he uses a similar shon, mi yiteneni, who would give me, but here it's not lamenting the destruction, but complaining about the corruption. Mi yiteneni bamidbar, who would give to me in the desert. Melon orheim means a lodge for travelers, right? Meaning he would like to abandon the people and live in the wilderness. Ve'ezvatami, I would leave my people. Ve'elcham eitam, I'd walk away from them. Why? Ki chulam mina'afim atzeret bugdim, because they are all adulterers. Now, what it means here is adulterers could be one of two things, literally adulterers, or as the mashal for those who walk away from Hashem. Atzeret bugdim. They are a band of traitors. And here, bugdim could literally also could mean a few things. One, it's used very often as rishaim. As later we'll see, the Navi says, Madua derech rishaim saleha shalu kol bugde bagid. There it's synonymous with rasha. Or those that are traitors, and the traitors could be either the traitors that they are traitors against Hashem, right? Bugdim and Hashem. Or if you take the metaphors we said before literally and say, no, Bagdu b'nishehim, they were treacherous against their wives, as menafim. Pasuk bet. Vayadrehu et lishonam kashtam sheker, velo le'emuna gaveru ba'aretz, ki mera'ay l'ra'a yatsa'u, ve'oti lo yada'u na'um Adonai. So, he says, they draw their tongues like a bow in falsehood. Again, it compares it to a arrow with bow, is that meant to hurt and destroy, so too is their sheker, their falsehood. Ve'lo le'emuna gaviru ba'aretz, not because of truth did they become strong in the land. Ki mera'a el ra'a yatsa'u, they went from evil to evil. Ve'oti lo yada'u na'um Adonai. And me they did not know. And again, as we saw before, not knowing me means to follow in my path and ways. Pasuk gima. Ish mere'ehu yishameru, v'al kol ach al tiftahu, ki kol ach Yaakov Yaakov, v'kol rea Rachel Yahaloch. Every person must be careful from his friend, and from his brother he cannot trust, because every brother will deal treacherously, Yaakov Yaakov, v'kol rea, and all friends will speak slander against you. V'ish b're'ehu yehatelu, v'emet lo yedaberu, limedu lishonam daber sheker ha'ave nil'u. Each person mocks his fellow man, and they do not speak with truth. They have taught their tongues to speak falsely. Daber sheker, right? Lashon daber sheker. Ha'aveh nil'u means they strive to be dishonest. That is their strive. Rashi says yag'u, they have a desire and striving, the havot, for ivut, to be crooked. Pasukei. Shifticha b'toch mirma, b'mirma me'anu da'atoti nu'um Adonai. They sit in the midst of treacherousness. It's as if they're encircled by deceit. They are so involved in it. And in that deceit, b'mirma, because of that, me'anu da'atoti, they refused to know me. because of course this mirma is abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in Imam, they cannot know me. Ne'um Hashem. Pasuk Vav. Lachen ko amad onlay sivaot, hineni sorfam ubhantim, ki ech ese mipnei bat ammi. We come back to a metaphor that is said many times. Lachen ko amad onlay sivaot, hineni sorfam. I will now purify them, but purifying them not by purging them of all their evil. Ubhantim, and test them. Ki ech esem b'pnei ra'abatami. What else can I do because of their evil? Het shahut l'shonam mirma diber b'fiv. Oh, I see. B'pnei batami. No. Back up. לכן כל אמר לא יצא באותי ניס שרפם ובחנתים כחסה מפני בת עמי. Because of, what can I do because of my nation? חית שחות לשונם מרמה דיבר. Yes? Okay, wait a second. Hayat shahut lishonam mirma diber befiv shalom et re'ehu. I'll stop again. Okay, back up. Hayat shahut lishonam mirma diber befiv shalom et re'ehu yidaber u bekirbo yasim orbo. So their tongue is compared to a drawn arrow that again points and kills and creates damage. Mirma diber bifiv. In his mouth he speaks deceit. Shalom et re'ehu yidaber. He speaks peacefully about peace to his friend, but inside he lays ambush, ready to destroy. Meaning, there's hypocrisy. Hal ele lo ifkod bam neum Adonai im begoy asher kaze lo titakem nafshi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Nevi asks, should I not punish them for these things? For such a nation, should I not take revenge? Pasuk tet. Al harim esa bechi v'nihi, al neot midbar kina, ki nisetu mibli ish over, velo shame'u kol mekne, me'of ha-shamayim v'ad behema, nadedu halachu. Says, al harim esa bechi v'nihi. On the mountainous regions, I will cry for the destruction of these harim, I will lay out wails and crying and nihi and kinot, special prayers, lamentations. Ve'al ne'ot midbar kina. And on the beautiful areas, rest places, even in the desert itself, I will again scream out with lamentations. Ki nisetu mibili ish over. They've been desolated without any person passing. Velo shame'u kol mikne. And you cannot even hear the voice of cattle grazing. Me'of ha-shamayim, from the birds of the sky, ad behema, to all the animals, nadidu halachu, they moved away from there, and they furthered themselves from that place. Pasuk Yud. Now the desolation goes from the areas in the desert and to the actual city of Yerushalayim itself. V'netati et Yerushalayim legalim. Right, I'll make Jerusalem itself heaps of rubble. Me'on Tanim. A place, a dwelling place of Tanim. Tanim, some translate here as serpents. The Dat Mikra translates it as foxes and certain types of dogs that eat, that live amongst destructive areas to feed on corpses and decaying carcasses. The cities of Yehuda I will lay waste, mibili yoshev, without anyone who will dwell there. Pasuk Yud Aleph, which now describes why the land was destroyed. Mi hachiish hachacham v'yaven et zot v'asher diber pi Adonai elav v'yagida alma aveda ha'aretz neseta kamidbar mibli over. Who is wise, who can understand this, and who has the mouth of Hashem spoken to, that he should tell, he'll explain this. For what reason did the land perish and become dried up like a desert without anyone passing by? Pasuk Yud Bet. Vayomer Adonai el ozvam et Torati, because they have left my Torah, asher natati lifnehem, that I placed in front of them. Velo shame'u bekoli, they didn't listen to my voice. Velo halchu ba, they didn't follow in the path that I gave them. Pasuk Yud Gimel. וילכו אחרי שרירות ליבם ואחרי הבעלים אשר לימדום אבותם. Rather, instead of listening to me, they went after the vision of their own hearts and after the Baal, the Avodah Zarah, that their fathers have taught them. פסוק י' ד' לכן, therefore, כה אמר אדוני צבאות אלוהי ישראל, הנני מאכילם את העם הזה לענה, Vishkitim Merosh. God said, I will feed them poison, and I will give them to drink poisonous waters. These are, La'ana and Rosh are two types of poisonous herbs that are mentioned many times as a description and metaphor for their suffering of Am Yisrael. V'hafitzotim b'goyim, I will scatter them amongst the goyim, asher lo yadeu, that they have not known, him avavotam, them or their fathers, v'shilachti achareihem, and I will send after them, et acherev, the sword, at kaloti otam, until I will totally destroy them. Pasuk tetzayim. And here, the next few psukim, Yirmiyah calls to people, to professional mourners, to come and to mourn the destruction. Kol amar alai sevot, hitbonenu, think about this. V'kiru lam konenot, call upon those professional criers, utvoena, and they should come. V'el hachamot shilhu batavona, and those hachamot are usually described as women who are masters of their trade. Call them and they shall come. And of course, the trade that they're calling is again, as mentioned in the beginning of the Pasuk, the Konenot, the professional lamenters. Utmaherna v'tisenna aleinu nehi. They should come quickly because they have no time, because the destruction will come quickly. And let them raise a lament for us. V'teradna aleinu dema'a. And our eyes will run with tears. Va'afapenu yizlumayim, our eyelids will flow with water. Pasuk Yudhet. Ki kol nihi nishma misiyon. Because this lament, the voice of a lament, comes from Siyon. Ech shudadnu boshnu me'od. How we have been plundered. How great is our shame. Ki azavnu aretz, ki hishlichu mishkinotenu. We have left the land, and our own dwellings have thrown us out. Again, turning to the woman. Kishiman anashim devar Adonai. Tells these women, these these professional women. Listen to the word of God. Let your ears accept my words. Teach your daughters how to cry out and lament. And every woman, her acquaintance, should call out with teach lamentations. Why? Pasukaf. Ki ala mavet behaloneinu. Death has come through our windows. Ba be'adminotenu. It's come, entered our palaces. Lachrit olal mihutz bahurim mirehovot. Right? It cut down even the infants from the outskirts, from the streets outside. Bahurim mirehovot. Even young men from the public thoroughfares. Pasuk Kaf Alif, Daber ko ne'um Adonai, v'nafla nivlat Adam, kidomen al pnei sadeh, uch'amir mehare kotzer ve'en me'asif. So speak, this is the word of Hashem. Human corpses will fall like dung in an open field, and like a bundle after those who cut, and no one will gather them. Again, this is a metaphor for that the corpses will be sitting there without, and just rotting, without anyone coming to bury them. So it says, Nafla nivlata adam kidomen al pnei hasadeh, that we already saw this, like dung on the fields, that no one will, according to the Radak, no one will remove it. Uch amir mehare kotzer, basically, the way it was done is the first person would come and cut. Then a second person would come and turn them into bundles and leave there. And then after that, a person would then come to gather the bundles. But what happens here is that the amir, they're bundled after the person who cut them, but there is no me'asif. There is a kotzer, me'amer, and a me'asif. They're cut, they're bundled, but the me'asif never comes. They're left on the field. Pasuk of Bet. Ko amad Adonai. Al yitalel hacham behokmato, v'al yitalel hagibor begvurato. Al yitalel ashir dosho. Very famous psukim now. The wise man should not glorify himself with his wisdom. The brave man should not glorify himself with his bravery. And the rich man should not glorify himself because of his wealth. Ki im bezot yitalel hamitalel. Someone who wishes to glorify himself, only with this should he glorify himself. Haskel v'yadowa oti. Right? One should contemplate and know Hashem. Ki ani Adonai, I am God, oseh hesed, mishpat utztaka ba'aretz. I do kindness, justice, and righteousness in the land. Ki be'ele hafatzti ne'uman nalai. In these I desire, says Hashem. The concept of Yedi'at Hashem here is not only measured with a philosophical knowledge, as Rambam uses this pasuk, but as well as ethical knowledge, as understanding how God operates through Hesed, Mishpat, and Tzedakah. This is the ultimate. Everything else doesn't make a difference. Pasuk Kafdalit. Hine yamim ba'im ne'um Hashem ufakati al kol mur mul be'orla. The days are coming when I'll deal with everyone who is circumcised for his uncircumcision. So this pasuk is quite difficult. It will be explained really a little bit in the next pasuk, because we're talking about those who are circumcised amongst, they have a circumcision in their flesh, but their hearts are uncircumcised there. And this is going to become clear in the next pasuk. Al Mitzrayim, v'al Yehuda, v'al Edom, v'al Bnei Amon, v'al Moav. All these nations. V'al kol kitzutzei pe'ah. All who dwell in the remotest quarters. Hayoshvim b'midbar. They live in the wilderness. Ki kol ha'goyim arelim. Right? The nations are uncircumcised. They do not have brit milah. But v'chol Beit Yisrael, but Beit Yisrael who may have a milah, but they have something else. They have an uncircumcised heart. There are adle lev. The concept here is, yes, it compares adle lev to adle basad, meaning the Jews should have been different, right? His behavior should have been different. But the Radak says, but they have succumbed to their desires, became like the other nations. It's as if they're uncircumcised, because it's as they behave that way, and it's their heart is uncircumcised. What time is it? 6:15. He said okay, 6:15?
I hope so.
All right, well, thank you.